Okay, let's start Tosfos.
Guys, weren't able to be here Monday. I hope you were able to catch the shiur one or another, because there are some important things, I thought. So Tosfos says, Abi Paisel. This was the Rabbanan de Beirat, right? They said, Abi Paisel B'Shloshim. Sachbosel Paisel B'Abba. Says, doesn't matter whether it's near the Dauphin, not near the Dauphin, there's no Dauphin of Guma Bayari. So Taisha says that the get over here, we got the Paslus, when you have Abba Bemsa, or is that it's chaitzis between the schach on the one side and the schach on the other. And what's wrong with that? So it goes on. But after kishimaskam adayfin and soim asalach apnei kol asukka atzfasa ad ha-pesach. The hash bechaitzis ha-avir ay apostle bin kosher le-kosher v'leka gimul fanes loy lezeh v'loy lezeh. So Taish tells us the reason why Avir passes Bemsa. It's a 1-2 punch. First, it's chaitzes between the schach on one side and the schach on the other. After we're chaitzes between the schach on the one side and the schach on the other, then both schachs, both of the schachis are apostle, because neither one has gimel tfanis. I think it's a deer case important to make. Taisha doesn't say, why doesn't he have to skip the middle step? Just say, if you have Avi Bemsa, then the Schach on one side is Muvdal from the Mechitza on the other. Right? Why do you have to go? Why don't you say that? Every Schach has to have not have a Chatzitza between it. Every particle of Schach has to have a connection with the Mechitza. It has to have Mechitza. And if there's Avir in the middle, so then the Avir is Mavdil between the Schach on the one side and the Mechitza on the other. So he doesn't say it quite like that. He says first the Avir is Mavdil between the Schach on the one, the Schach Kosher on the one side and the Schach Kosher on the other side. And then he says, and then we made the two Schach, they don't have Yimul Mechitzas. So I think perhaps we could be Medaic in the Tosfos over here, that the way it works, it's not that every particle of Schach has to have its own connection to the mechitza. It has to have a lot of schach is rather is far from the mechitza. There's a lot of schach closer to the middle. The way it works is that as long as the schach is part of a greater schach, part of an integral schach, and the schach as a whole has mechitza, so long as its edges, the schach as a whole is mukav mechitzas, then every piece of schach is mimela mukav mechitzas as well. Right now it's not so important, but going forward it's going to be very important. In other words, I think it's Madrig and Taisus. Here's the first we're looking from the top, but here's the schach. So I might have imagined that every particle of schach has to be connected to all three mechitzas. How's it connected? Maybe it's very, after all, it may be quite far from the mechitzas. Well, if you say maybe schach kosher is not a mechitzas, not a chaitzitz. Schach posel is a chaitzitz, aver is a chaitzitz. Schach kosher is not a chaitzitz. So this particle of schach has a direct connection to all three mechitzas. If that was the pshat, then if you have avia running down the middle, then what's the problem? So the problem is pshat. All these particles of schach have no connection to this mechitza, and all these particles of schach have no connection to this mechitza. But that's not the way Taisha says it. Taisha says the problem when you have avia running down the middle is that this schach has set this unit, this schach unit, is not connected to this schach unit. And this schach unit only has two mechitzas. And this schach unit only has two mechitzas. And that's why it's possible. So I think it's meduyik that the chibur of every particle of schach to the mechitzas is not that it has its own connection to the mechitzas. The mechitzas is far away. The chibur of every, and there's, you know, maybe many amas between this particular molecule of schach and the mechitzas. And maybe that would be a problem. But the reason why it normally works is because every particle of tzach is part of a big tzach. And the big, we don't look at it differently. One, we don't look at each particle individually. We look at the tzach as a whole. The tzach as a whole has mechitzas that are somuch to the tzach. Remember, mechitzas have to mean the kores ima. The mechitzas have to be somuch to the tzach. Well, this particular particle of tzach doesn't have mechitzas that are necessarily somuch to it, but it doesn't matter because it's part of the greater whole. Part of a whole schach, a whole, you know, gestalt schach, and that whole schach has mechitzas that are somach to it. Hashem can, of course, have Avi down the middle. Now I've split the schach in half. I've split the schach in half. Every schach unit now only has two mechitzas. Yeah, Dvar Pshuta, but as I keep saying, it'll be in the Gei Behemshach. Now Tosfos goes on and says, yeah. It was only the lashon that of Tosfos. I could have imagined. I did imagine this. I used to think the way it works is that every particle of schach has to be mukav gomgim mechitzus. Every piece of schach has to have gimul mechitzus that belong to it. Either mechitzus are quite far away from every particle of schach. So I thought maybe there's no chatzitza. Avir is a chatzitza. Schach posul is a chatzitza. Schach kosher is not a chatzitza. So since this particle of schach is surrounded by schach, I'm thinking, never mind, not in case we have Avir in the middle. A regular sukkah. How does every classic sukkah work? Every particle of tzach is far away from mechitzas. So I thought the way it works as well. Tzach kosher is not a mechitzas. Tzach posul is a chitzas. Aver is a chitzas. Tzach kosher is not a chitzas. So every particle of tzach is surrounded by gimel mechitzas. There's no chitzas in between. So every particle of tzach has gimel mechitzas. But it's medik and tzach that that's not the pshat. That if that was the pshat, then when tzach wants to explain why aver in the middle is machter of the sukkah, he didn't have to go in two steps. That this, you know, he could have just said, well, once you have Avir in the middle, then all these tzach pieces on the right are separated from the mechitza on the left. And all the tzach pieces on the left are separated from the mechitza on the right, because there's a chaytzit in between. That's not the way Tosfos said it. The answer, the reason why Tosfos didn't say that way, I think, is because it's meduyik in Tosfos. That's not that every particle of tzach has its own connection to the mechitza. If I would be done every particle of tzach individually, then maybe I would say, well, this particle of tzach is very far from the mechitza. There's at least four tzachim between this particle of tzach and the mechitza. Maybe that's no good, even if it has to be tzach kosher b'amsa. The same way tzach kosher is a ma'atul, maybe tzach kosher is also a ma'atul. The way it ordinarily works, though, with a regular healthy sukkah, is that every particle of tzach is part of a tzach gadol. I don't look at every particle of tzach separately. I look at every tzach, piece of tzach as part of a greater tzach. And that greater tzach has mechitzas somach to it.
Yeah. Maybe that's precisely why. He's saying that now it's no longer one entity, which means that it's not connected to the wall.
Well, what do you need to make it not one entity? Why didn't you just say that every piece of, why didn't you just say, Taisha says, the way Taisha says it is, and here you have Abir Benza, the way Taisha says it is, that the tzach on the right is cut off from the tzach on the left. And because the tzach on the right is cut off from the tzach on the left, therefore it doesn't have three mechitzas. What do you have to say? That middle step, that the tzach on the right is cut off from the tzach on the left. That's not the point. The point is the tzach on the right is not somach to the doifen. Because it has Avir Bensa. There's Avir between the tzach on the right and the doifen. It doesn't say it that way. It says the tzach on the right is cut off from the tzach on the left. I think that's the shot. Because the schach on the right is always far away from the daifan on the left. But ordinarily it doesn't matter because it's one big schach. And the one big schach has mechitzas that are samach to it on its perimeter. Yeah, we'll see going forward. Now this goes on and says, Ve'eched ha'avir apostol ein ma'alchen ha'pnei kol ha'sukkah. Ha'koyin d'ikah b'em se'sukkah gimel gimel ha'avir ve'ar ba'al ha'avir schach apostol. אם ממנו בעל הדויפן למצוא יקדי איך שסוכה הכל כושר בין מן הצון לבין מה שבצד הפסח ואפילו מה שיצי מחוץ לגמרי תהיו והכל מלכו בלשיר איך שסוכה הרי זה כפסל על יצי מן הסוכה דניתם בלוי תפעל אז כנמין לכמה דנידם כסוכה פייס וזה חידש דין Avir over here. Avir or Schach Fossil. But everything else is kosher. So Taisus is kosher. Why is it kosher? The schach over here is cut off by the agri from the mechitza on the other side. This is kosher. We didn't sell an esim and esuk. Kosher is sell an esim and esuk. Meaning, b'pshuta, what he means is, since the first case in Taisus is that this section before the agri already had 7x7. Right, so this section was cross out, which is confusing. This section is 7x7. So I have Hesher Sukkah that has Sholosh Tvanos. So even though the rest of the Sukkah maybe doesn't have Sholosh Tvanos, because it has this Avir that's interfering, but it's kosher midin Psal Yetzim and Asukkah. Psal Yetzim and Asukkah tells me as long as I have Hesher Sukkah with Tvanos, the rest of the Sukkah doesn't have to have Tvanos. So right away, this we have to be misplaining with this halacha. The Rosh said this as well. The Rosh is Baruch Shalom Derech HaKaisis, and it's more than Shulchan Aruch. So now we have to look at two things. First of all, if you remember, we had a machlekes Yishayim, whether it's the din of Psal Yetzim and Asukah, is the din of the Schach, or it's the din of the Tvanis. Maybe remember where we had this? We had it where it was, but let's say the last time that we had it. Those who were here before. Yeah, can you remember? What? Yeah, but later in this moment, it's we're going to come back to this a little bit. By Migoy. The Ran said that if you have, let's say, a case of Psal Yosim and Asukah, you know, you have a Shai Bechosun, and another get a long wall and a short wall, and with a Kuma, with the din of Psal Yosim, we match the whole Sukkah. So the Ran said that in such that we can apply over here the din of Nigid Avidaitan and Sukkah Avidaitan and Shabbos. But even though on Shabbos this would not be good, because you don't have anything. In fact, that's the case. You have a wall over here, let's say this wall is 7 plus, and this wall is longer. So you know, on Shabbos it's no good, because you need to have three full mechitzas. And you need a ticket on the fourth wall as well. But since in the Sukkah it's good, we didn't tally it in a Sukkah. So then, we leave it. Have we done them in Shabbos? Have we done them in Yom Sukkah? And when we die in the Rosh, at the time that the Rosh does not have us, the Rosh holds that there's no din of Migoy by Psal Yosef. Listen again, because the Rif is matched with the din of Migoy. Have we done them in Shabbos? The Rif leaves out the din of Migoy. Have we done them in Yom Sukkah? Have we done them in Shabbos? So that's the discussion we're showing why to leave it out. So the Rosh Hashanah, they speak through, because maybe the halacha is not negated. Since the halacha we pass in that you need to have a tzuris of Pesach in the case we have a shlishus tefach, you need to have tefach soichlik and a tzuris of Pesach. And a tzuris of Pesach is good for Shabbos anyway. So I don't really need the din of migad avidoyfim in Shabbos, migad avidoyfim in Sukkah, avidoyfim in Shabbos. The halacha we pass like Rav, you need a tzuris of Pesach on the third wall, all the way to the end. In a case where the third wall was only a tefach. So why would you ever need the case of so you don't really need the case of Migoy? So maybe that's why the Rif left it out. So the Rad said no, but there's still a case of Migoy, and he has a few examples. And one of his examples is the din of Psal Yosim and Asukah. If I have a full 7 tefachim on this side, I don't need a tzuris of Pesach anymore. I only need a tzuris of Pesach if it's a shlishus tefach or a tefach sechet. But if I have a real doifin of Zayin tefachim, then you don't need a tzuris of Pesach. So, but it's kosher when you do Psal Yosim. So it says the Rad, that would be a case of Migoy. I would doifin in Asukah. I would doifin in Shabbos. And the Rosh is mashmer out the way. The Rosh holds that once you say you need a tzuris of Pesach by the case of Shlishus Tefach, then there's never a case of Migoy. So anyway, the kids here, I don't want to go back to the whole issue of what complicated Sukkah is in that night. But bottom line is, the Ran seems to hold that we can use the din of Psal Yosim in a Sukkah as a platform for Migoy Avidoyfen in Shabbos, Avidoyfen in Sukkah. And the Rosh is Meduyik that you cannot. And I said at the time, but I think that the pshat is that the Rosh of the Shittosis, we do it in the Rosh by the Sugi of Istva, but we'll come to it in a second. That the din of Psal Yetzim and Asukah is halach and the Schach. like the Lashon Taisis on the Rosh over here. As long as the Hesher Sukkot has, as long as the main Schach has Hesher Tfanis, as long as the main Schach, 7x7, has Hesher Tfanis, the rest of the Schach doesn't need Hesher Tfanis. So look in the Schach. The Schach needs to, ordinarily Schach needs to have Tfanis, but if you have a Shir Hesher Sukkot that has Tfanis, the rest of the Schach doesn't need Tfanis. So then in the Schach. Then it's nothing to do with Migdal Avodayfim and Shabbos, Avodayfim and Sukkot. I mean, Migdal Avodayfim and Sukkot, rather, Avodayfim and Shabbos. Shabbos is no din of Schach. Schach, we're talking about Mechitzas. And lack in the Mechitzas. So the Rosh Dir holds his no Migdal is not, totally not relevant to the din of Psalah Yetzim and Sukkot. The Ran does apply the Halacha of Migdal. Apparently, holds the din of Psalah Yetzim and Sukkot is Halacha in the Mechitzas. Nothing to do with the Schach. That the Sukkot has to have Mechitzas. Has to be enclosed, the area of the sukkah has to be enclosed by machitzas. This area, this sukkah area, is not really enclosed by machitzas fully. It's only, because one wall only is 7 tefachim, only the other wall extends further. Psalah Yetzim and Asukkah says that the machitzas kilu extend. Halacha in the machitzas. But even though there's a short, this is a long machitza and this is a short machitza, the short machitza kilu extends all the way to the end. Halacha in the machitzas and their ability to be makif, the reshus of the sukkah. So then I could say, if Hilchos Sukkah it works, if Hilchos Sukkah the din of Psalah Yotzi says that the shorter mechitza kilu extends all the way down to the length of a longer mechitza, then when Sukkah well that on Shabbos migoy that you have heck of mechitzas when you Sukkah you have heck of mechitzas when you Shabbos. So mukach naran that Psalah Yotzi is a din that's taka mukach naran that Psalah Yotzi is a din in the heck of mechitzas the mechitzas extend. The Rosh apparently held, and we'll see this in, and we'll see how we know this in the Rosh. But the Rosh apparently held that it's a din in the schach, ka'omer. That it's not that the mechitzah extends. As long as this schach has mechitzas, the rest of the schach is kosher without having mechitzas. That's a loch on the schach. The mechitzas really only extend up to the short mechitzah. That's all the mechitzas that I have. But that gives this area of schach mechitzas. Once this area of schach has mechitzas, the rest of the schach doesn't need to have mechitzas. It works through the schach. This schach has hefshe mechitzas. The rest of the schach doesn't have hefshe mechitzas. No, lezali karem psalay yaitzim in asuk. That's nothing to do with Shabbos. Therefore, the Rosh holds psalay yaitzim. There's nothing to do with Shabbos. Lefi the Ran, the halacha of the Taisa is saying over here would make no sense. Lefi the Ran, what does psalay yaitzim do? If I'm being done in the case the Taisa is talking about, if I'm only looking at the mechitzas. And to what extent are the mechitzas enclosing the rishus of the sukkah? In Tosfos' case, I have mechitzas. When I stop, but in the middle of the stop is a hole. If I'm only looking at the mechitzas and I want to know how much of the sukkah area are the mechitzas enclosing? So how much are they enclosing? What percentage of the sukkah area are the mechitzas enclosing? What? 100%. 100%. There's a hole in the stop, there's no hole in the mechitzas. I have full 3 mechitzas all the way around. It's full mechitzas. What's that do? Psalah Yotzim in the sukkah. There's nothing lacking here in the mechitzas. There's a problem in the schach. There's a hole in the schach. What's the hole in the schach have to do with what does the hole in the schach have to do with Psalah Yotzim? Psalah Yotzim is a mechitza de kalach. That you look at the mitzvah mechitza as if it extends all the way down. Look at the mechitza ksara as if it continues to enclose. Even you know, when you have a semi enclosed sukkah, you look at it as if it's fully enclosed. Here I have a fully enclosed sukkah. Nothing to do with Psalah Yotzeh. Yeah, problems in the schach. What does Psalah Yotzeh have to do with problems in the schach? It's mukach and toses in the Rosh, and it's like the Rosh Nishitosim. That Psalah Yotzeh is a din in the schach.
But the schach also makes a
chatzitah
from the one side, the schach doesn't have a
different
on the other side.
Yes, but what does Psalah Yotzeh have to do with it? Just means that a semi-encloser becomes a full encloser. It's halacha in the mechitzas that they fully enclose even though they look like a semi-encloser. How does it, it's not going to help over here.
But over here, the problem with the schach also is that it's a chatzitza, so the other side doesn't have a doifin. So, there's an angle of the doifin because of
I hear what you're saying, but then how does Psalah Yotzeh even help? Let's say that this avir creates a problem that if you're over here, you don't have you only have two tefillos. Okay, where does it say in Sal Yitzchak say that you could get away with two tefillos? Sal Yitzchak says that if you have two in a fraction, so then you have din of Sal Yitzchak that the tefillos are mishnah. But here I don't have enough tefillos to make Sal Yitzchak. If it's a din of mischach, so that's not what Sal Yitzchak says. Sal Yitzchak doesn't mean that this mechitzah extends all the way. Sal Yitzchak means that as long as the hetcher sukkah has tefillos, the rest of the sukkah doesn't need to have tefillos. So here, since this part of the sukkah, this part of the schach has the finance, the rest of the sukkah, let's say, doesn't need to have the finance. But in the case of, but if you're not looking at it that way, you're looking at that, you're saying that Psal Yaisi doesn't do the schach. Psal Yaisi means that when you have Shai Kulchosa and you have another short machitza, so that the short machitza kilu extends, so that's good if I have Shai Kimin Gam and I have a short machitza, then it extends. That's not what I have over here. There's no Psal Yaisi if you just have a sukkah so you come over. I don't think it works in the rabbi, but that's fine. That's fine. Really. We're only looking for it to work in the Rosh Hashitosa. Everything's good. The Ram doesn't say the Salah. I don't think the Ram could say the Salah. However, there's another problem. And this goes back to what we talked about in Daf Dalet when we learned the Sugya of Salah Yetzir. We had a steer. On the one hand, in Daf Dalet, so Rashi says in the Abdallah, but it's Istabal. You have a schach l'mal l'michof. You built an Istabal pnei kula. Not the fancy case of Litzad Ezra that we were talking about the other day. Regular Istabal. Have a sukkah. Go this way. It's l'mal l'michof. I built an Istabal over here. And now I can sleep on top of the Istabal. So Rashi says a chiddush that you can sleep even outside of the Istabal. I laugh out of this symbol is from Alam Echof. So Rashi says, Psal Yaisi Minasuk. So the Rosh brings from the Rib. He said, well, what are you talking about? Psal Yaisi, this is Schach Possel. Psal Yaisi doesn't help the Schach Possel. So the Rosh said, no, Rashi is right. Schach Lamalam Yesrim is not Schach Possel. It's Schach Kosher. And therefore, it's really Schach Kosher. But it lacks, I love it, it's Lamalam Echof, it has a problem. So for that you have a locha of Psal Yaitzim in a sukkah. What does that do? Then he goes on and says, what does that do to Psal Yaitzim? Psal Yaitzim l'chara, this is again the case of a case like this, Psal Yaitzim l'chara, the way Psal Yaitzim works is because the halacha says Shtayim Pilchos and Ushtisha Sabilu Tefach. That's the halacha. That all you need is Shtayim Pilchos and Ushtisha Sabilu Tefach. There's nothing missing over there. You have full Hesher Tfanis. That's the halacha of Moshe Misina, that all you need is Shtayim Pilchos and Ushtisha Sabilu Tefach. What does that do with over here, where the schach that's l'mal l'michof really is problematic? It's l'mal l'michof. It's the Rosh answer, you remember. Anybody remember the Rosh?
Quoted from the third case of Psal Yotzer.
Yeah, they actually quotes the other case of Psal Yotzer. Before he gets to that, though, that's right. Before he gets to that, he says, no, but over here it's also not so posh. Because in the regular case of Psal Yotzer, since this wall is not merely a tefach, or a seven tefachim even, it's longer than it needs to be. Gila v'goli v'dayt v'gila, he's megala das, it ain't a yoysi v'chal sukosa. So therefore, this area over here that's beyond doesn't really have to have shetanois, and Psal Yotzer says that it's kosher anyway. So you see that Psal Yotzer works, that as long as the ikra sukkah has to have shetanois, as long as the ikra sukkah has to have shetanois, even though the yoysi doesn't have to have shetanois, it's still good. Then as I suffer, I wasn't going to talk about it, but she mentioned the Azal Hisofa. Also, there's another case of Psal Yaisi where you have Tzusim Lumi Chamsim, most of the Sach, and some of the Sach is Chamsim Ruba. So that's another interpretation that you test of Psal Yaisi in the Sukkah. That's exactly what he wants from that. At the time I said, he wants to show that Psal Yaisi works even for not only for Hefshet Tranes, but for other Chisrayans in the Sach. Because here, maybe Psal Yaisi is a special than by Hefshet Tranes. Who says that it works for other deficiencies in the Sach? So you see, it works for other deficiencies. It works for deficiencies in Silas and Ruba. So you see that Psal Yaisi is an all-purpose tonic for Schach. That as long as the Iker Hesher Schach has all the things that it needs, families and Silas and Ruba and so on. So the Schach Yaisi, the Psal Yaisi, that's the top of the Schach. That's okay as long as the Iker Schach has its Echsherim. So the Psal Yaisi Schach also has the Echsher. So that's Rashi in places by the Sugya of Istab. Problem is that Rashi himself in Daf Yutesim with Aleph says, when he explains the din of Psal Yaisi in a sukkah, says that Actually, nobody says that. What's Ma'u Tehmas is Rashi. The Chiddush of Tal Yotzi, I would have thought that maybe Taki, his Megala died this year, Yotzi Machal Sukkot. So Rashi had that. That Rosh, the Rosh didn't make that up. Rashi says that in the, you know, when he's explaining the Chiddush, Ma'u Tehmas, Rashi says, that maybe the Yotzi not Machal Sukkot. So Kamash Malon says Rashi, to have a Kishtamah Kukhosn, which is Sephila Tevach. So Rashi, the Kamash Malon is that it works within Shtayim Kukhosn, which is Tevach. I still said it was after the Shayim Kachos and Shishna Fil Tefach, he wouldn't be a master that after the Yates. So, Chayyot's a steer to the Rosh. The Rosh says that really, Gila Badaita, that's the emphasis. Gila Badaita, the Yates, not Bakal and Hefshit Fanis. But you don't need Hefshit Fanis in the Yates. And Rashi himself did not have Dalat Tumsa all the way by Yitzhak. And yet, in the Gemara Dati test, Rashi himself says that the Kamash Bel it is that it works with Shayim Kachos and Shishna Tefach. Moreover, the West is the favorite that it only works on his Mimshach Chadlech and Ba'adam. If this daifin would not extend so far, even though the sach extends, then it would be no good. Perish anymore. The heart of Shad is like Rashi says, because you need Shtayim Kil Chosov. According to the Rosh, why do you need Mishuch Chachad Daifin Ba'adah? According to Rashi and Abdallah, why do you need Mishuch Chachad Daifin Ba'adah? You have Hefsher Sach that has the Fanis. The rest of the sach doesn't need Fanis. The same way the rest of the sach doesn't need Bilamat and Echov. It doesn't need to be Tzilosim Ruv Mechamos, let's say. So the rest of this half doesn't need to have extra tfanis. Why do you need Mimshuch Chad Leifam Ba'adah? From that's Mash, but like Rashi and Nafi Tess, that's where Rashi is coming from. So that was the problem we were dealing with in that day we were dealing with over there. So at the time I wanted to say a Mahalach, and these are famous problems. So at the time I wanted to work through a Mahalach, that in the Mechitzis Eschach, there's two things. With the Yisrael of the Rishonim. Many Rishonim say, and Abdalad, and Shabbos Dav Zayin, that there's a difference between Mechitzas Sukkah and Mechitzas Shabbos. But by Mechitzas Shabbos, what?
Gidur
and together, right? We should say, Gemara is a case like this. Gemara says you have a Sukkah that's, let's say, Lamata Michov. Gemara and Abdalad. Shkach is Lamata Michov. But I was Chokak in the middle, I dug a sunken living room in the middle in order to make the Shkach now Lamata Michov. So the Gemara says it only works if the defanis are within Gimel Tvachim from the Chakak. So they have a lovut. But otherwise, it's no good because the Hechshar Sukkah is only inside the Chakak and the defanis are far away. So Yishayim will ask me, when Shabbos is the exact same thing by Rishus HaYochid. Rishus HaYochid almost has to be 10 Tvachim tall. You have a bias that's less than 10 Tvachim tall, but you made a Chakak in the middle, so it becomes Rishus HaYochid. There, the Gemara doesn't say a requirement that the Ksolim have to be next to the Chakak. Doesn't seem to be required. So Shalim answer the Rashba, the Ritva, the Ran. Taisus is the Taisus, and there in that valley seems to say that the Shalim will answer that that by Shabbos all I need is that the mechitzas should be meinei b'kiyas haram. I need the mechitzas to do their job to keep the rabbim out, and the person sitting in the shushiyachon should feel that he's godur from the meinei rishus haram. So I don't care if the mechitzas are far or close, that's good enough. Mashenkin by sukkah you need the sukkahs themselves, the mechitzas themselves, should be part of the sukkah. We're showing them air because we dash them besukkahs. We dash them, you need to have it's part of the sukkah. But sukkahs means that's the mokka for three tfanis. The mechitzas have to be part of the sukkah. For the mechitzas to be part of the sukkah, they have to be nirois v'nikorois imam. It has to be nikkur that the mechitza belongs to the sukkah. The sukkah is over here and the mechitza is far away, so it may have the effect of being goydermi from the people coming in, but it's not nikkeres imo. The mechitza doesn't seem to be part of the sukkah. Well, the mechitza has to be part of the sukkah because besukkah is part of the chetz of the sukkah is to have mechitzas. So therefore, that's why you have to have that the chak should be lovud to the mechitzas. So you see from there, that by Mechitzah Sukkah, unlike Mechitzah Shabbos, by Mechitzah Shabbos, all I need is the pu'ula of Gidur. That it's goyder me from the Menei Shasarab. By Sukkah, that's not enough. Besides the pu'ula of Gidur, you have to have the Metzias of Dorm. The Metzias and the Mechitzah together. Because the Gedder is part of the Chetz of the Sukkah. So based on that, I wanted to say a Mahalach, and a lot of things fell into place with this Mahalach. That the Din of Psalah Yosei only works for the pu'ulas HaGidur. The Schach has to have, let's say, that it should have mechitzas that are goyder the rishus. You need the pu'ulas hagidur. So for that, the din of psalim, as long as the ikar sukkah has the gidur, it's gadur from the mechitzas. The rest of the schach doesn't need it. But the mechitzas of dorm, you still need a half. That's how it actually doesn't work. And the gila b'daito is only in the gidur, not in the gedur. The gila b'daito, shema yoysi b'chal sukosoi, that's a gila das, how much am I intending to enclose? So since I made one wall long, one wall short, that was megala b'daiti, that this part over here is not b'chal, the pool of what I want to be gedur. But the mechitzas of dorm I still have. So that's how Psal Yoyse works. Psal Yoyse takes care, I have Dharm, I have Gimel Mechitzis, I have Shtayim Pekos and Shtisus and Tepech. If I didn't have them, if Lamosh, if it was Lim Shechadayim and Bado, then I would be lacking the Mitzias and Mechitzis. The Chetz of the Sukkahs, Besukkahs, 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 it has to have three Mechitzis. For that, Psal Yoyse is not going to help me. But that's fine, I have Lim Shechadayim and Bado, I have the Mitzias and Mechitzis. Elamai is a different problem. But since I was Megalad Da'at, Shema Yoyse Bechal Sukkosoi, so that doesn't affect the Metzias of the Mechitzis. I still have the same Metzias of the Mechitzis. But it affects the Pulis HaGidur, how much of the Mechitzis enclosing. If my intent was only to enclose this area and not the area beyond, that's my Gili Das, then the Mechitzis are the same Mechitzis, Mitzad, the Metzias and the Mechitzis, but in the Pulis HaGidur, they're not being Goyder the entire Schach, they're only being Goyder the interior, the middle, the most innermost part of the Schach. For that we can deploy Psal Yoyse Minasukkah. So the Yitzchak HaSukkah says that as long as the Hechsher HaSukkah has Gidur, it's Godur, as long as the Ikar HaSach is Godur, it's enclosed, it has the Pulis HaGidur in it, then the rest of the Sach doesn't have to happen. That was the Mahal from that Dal. And Kayetz HaBeh, the same thing for Mahal HaMichof, he said the Mahal HaMichof, the problem is in the Pulis HaSichuch. The schach l'mal nechof can't be mesachach l'mat nechof. There is schach, but it can't be mesachach so far down below. So if the pulus hasichuch, that helps Sal Yitzim in the sukkah. But if, and so on. Anyway, that was made from that from that down. So how does it work now? In these places. The chay over here, if you have this abir in the middle, then your problem is not merely in the gidur, the problem is in the gedur. Because the schach that's on the far side of the avir doesn't have the gidur of the mechitzas. It's lacking, there's a hefsek. This schach doesn't have mechitzas at all. Not that it has mechitzas, but they're not being gedur, because it was megala b'das, she'ena yetzi b'chasa kosek. The chorid, this schach that's beyond the avir doesn't even have the mitzias of mechitzas, because there's a hefsek. So between it and the mechitzas. So where, how does Psal Yoyse over here work? This is a chora problem for this that whole rave that is said in the Bala. Here it becomes a problem now. There's another way to ask it. They ask the same question without plugging it into my shiur. It says b'feirush in Dakyotes, you need a Mishachadai from Bado. That means that does seem to say in Dakyotes, you need to have the Mitzias of the Tfanis. So the Gila B'daita, it helps Svali Yisim in the Sukkah, but the Mitzias of the Tfanis is still need to have. Over here, look, are you lacking in the Mitzias of the Tfanis? If you're over here, you're on the far side of the Avir, do you even have Mishach HaDayif and Bado? So in a way you could say, yeah, I have Mishach HaDayif and Bado. Look, here's the Dayif and this Dayif that I see. I'm not even sure. That's called Mishach HaDayif and Bado. I'm cut off from the Dayif and I'm sorry. This Dayif and is like in a vacuum. Normally Mishach HaDayif and Bado means that I have Shlain Kil Kosm and Shlisa Stepach, so I have to, in some way, I have the format of a Sukkah. I'm lacking in Gilvadayif or whatever. Over here, when I have a daikon over here, daikon over here, that's called Mishach HaDaikon Bado. I'm missing the main thing. No, let me put it this way. By the normal case of Psal Yoyse, by Mishach HaDaikon Bado, so the point is you're lacking the short wall. The short wall doesn't go up to you, but you have this long wall, you have this wall, so you're only lacking in this wall. That's Mishach HaDaikon Bado, then we say Psal Yoyse Minasukkah. If it's not Mishach HaDaikon Bado, so you have the middle wall, but you don't have the side walls, and then you're no good. Well, in the case over here, who says the guy from the far side of the Avir, he has two side walls, but doesn't have the middle wall. Who says that works? If having the middle wall is no good, if you don't have Mishach Hadayfim Adah, so Mechateisa having the side walls is good if you don't have the middle wall. And it's all variations on a theme. The Chayyim from the Gemara Daf Yetzi, you need the Mishach Hadayfim Adah. Rashi says, Kamash Blon, it was just time to cause the Mashiach Sefil Kavah. The Rosh himself says also you need to stress it in the Mishach Hadayfim Adah. We have a Chayyim that Begodesh is a Rosh, if you remember, that there was I forget who he brings, the Rid maybe, that if you chayted begodish, so the din is chayted begodish if there was a tefach from the beginning, so then it's kosher. So what if there was a tefach there from the beginning, but not the whole, only 7x7, now I want to expand out. So maybe you can do the psal yaisen. So the Rosh said, no, you need mishach hadayfim ba'adah. So it's hard to understand that, what does that do with mishach hadayfim ba'adah? But you see, well, he also insists you need to have mishach hadayfim ba'adah. So what's the pshat here in this case? Let's see. Let's go on in places, and then maybe we'll come back to this problem. Again, the most terse way to say the kasha, but it builds on my stickle turn. That we know a little. We have to just trust that when we turn the Abdalat, we're solid. Is that lechayr, which came out from the way we learned the Rosh and the Rashi and Abdalat, Tzal Yaitzi works for the giver and not for the getter. You need the mitzias of mechitzas. That you need. That's mishchadoy v'madot. For the problem that lacks in the gidur, gila b'daytish, and the yotzei b'chal sukkosi, for that it helps follow yotzei min asukkah. But the mitzias of gimel mechitzas, what do you have to have? The chayr over here, if you're on the far side of the avir, you don't have the mitzias of gimel mechitzas. Who says follow yotzei could help for that? Let's see, life in Taisus. Taisus downstairs goes on and he says a bigger chiddushim. The efshar says Taisus. I feel that ain't kidei efshar sukkah mimenu adayfen emsoi. Mitzdar from zeh emzeh kidei lahashir. Taisa says that this works, maybe even if you don't have 7x7 over here in the back. What if the back was only 3x7? This is 3. It was 3x7. Taisa says, it also works. Midim Salayasi, can Mitzarev, the rest of the Sach, to make a shear 7x7, and midin tzala yotze, and now you're good. And Rosh also says this. It's the chayre pele. Where's the tzala yotze? Tzala yotze always is, you have a shear hechsher sukkah that has Hechsher, Tvanois, or is Lamata Michov, or has whatever it needs to have, or is supposed to. And then the rest, the Yotze, doesn't have Hechsher Tvanois, doesn't have Lamata Michov, doesn't have an Itzdaba. Since the Iker HaSukkah has the Itzdaba, the Iker HaSukkah has the Hechsher Tvanois, so that's good enough for the rest of the Sukkah as well. Over here, how do you have Tzal Yotze? You don't have Hechsher Sukkah in the first place. If you don't have Hechsher Sukkah in the first place, how could you say Tzal Yotze? There's no schachir that has hechsher tvanis. None of this. There's nowhere in this. I mean, the only schach that has hechsher tvanis is less than a shear. The other schach that you want to be misarach doesn't have hechsher tvanis because of the hefsek of the avir or the schach bustle in the middle. So all this other schach doesn't have hechsher tvanis. So where you need to start with a shear as hechsher sukkah that has tvanis. And then you can go further with Psalayasi. Over here, what does it help to say Psalayasi? Psalayasi, very nice, it's Psalayasi all over here. But all this other Psalayasi that you want to use doesn't have Hefshir Tvanis. So what does it mean? Where do I have a Shir Sukkah, a Shir Hefshir Sukkah with Tvanis? I mean, what would be in a case, Lamashal, let's say about Istanbul. What if the Istanbul itself was only this over here was also only 3x12. So the Istanbul was only 7x3. So, okay, but now with Tzal Yotze, we'll be Masarif the rest of the Sukkah, and now with Tzal Yotze, it's okay. What okay? You have to start with an Istanbul that has a Shir Hechsher Sukkah, and then the rest will be Masarif without it, that has a Hechsher of Shachlamat and Mikhof. The rest of it doesn't need to have it. But over here, it never gets started. The only schach over here that has gimel mechitzas is the area that's only 3 tefachim long. All this other schach doesn't have gimel mechitzas. This area schach doesn't have this mechitza. This schach doesn't have this mechitza. This schach doesn't have that mechitza. So the only schach that has gimel mechitzas is only 3 by 7. So where do you have? So how can you use hechsher sukkah? How can you use pella yaitz over here? It's a pella. Okay, but then nichramik, but then it's even harder than this.
Why
I think, if I'm not mistaken, Rav Yoh brings this halacha to the Feris and the Psalliates. I believe. I sent it out of the. We got there, Rav Yoh. No?
Yeah.
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 The other mitzvah is in the sukkah. Sukkah akasi, the other mitzvah is in the sukkah. Anyway, let's assume it is Talia. Whatever. If it's Absal Yetzi, then for sure we need to understand. So then it's Tamzeh has to work. If Absal Yetzi, then for sure you don't have a Shir Sakhi, you don't have a Shir. So where's my Gemma Gemma? Then there's another question in this Taisus. In this case, the Taisus is envisioning. So exactly where is my 7x7? Shir Sukkah says 7x7. I mean, that's. You need schach 7x7. You need schach with 7x7. So this area over here is only 3x7. So where exactly is my 7x7? Bipshuta. Total area of the whole thing. Whatever I call it. What do we call such a shape? Your name is such a shape? What is that? This ring, it's a square-like ring. It's total area, all the schach together is 7x7, 49 square. That's very apostle. Now listen, even Tyson that Gimel took your size and Tyson that Gimel, remember the Bach versus the Tazan among the Rub. Does the Seer 7x7 need to be a square of 7x7? When you have a round circle, how big does it have to be? Does it have to just have an area of 49 square, tokum? Or is it no? Maybe the circle has to be so big that it can that you can inscribe in it a square of 7x7. Chaykes Eva Chaykes Shainim by Mezuzah. So it seems the Rosh is in Chaykes Shainim by Mezuzah. So in Taisus, there was a Shaila how to Taisus in that Gimel seems to have a siachus to the question. So Chaykes the Taz versus the Taz in the Magen Avraham against the Bach. How do you understand the Taisus? But the Taz in the consensus seems to be like the Taz in the Magen Avraham when we learned the sugya. It's very stark with Duyuk, like the Magen Avraham and the Taz, that Tosis holds you need to have a square of 7x7. But the circle lets, whose area is 7 by 7 is not enough. You need a circle in which I can inscribe 7 by 7.
Okay, I'm going to the first question. Is there a difference in that one, let's say, was 2 by 20, but here at least you have, so when you never had a 7, here you have areas in every direction.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, I don't have a square 7 by 7, I have this whatever the shape is exactly, that 7 by 7, that's still not a square of 7 by 7, it's a dimly a square of 7 by 7. How does it make it over here? So, what's the kasha like having kasha in the book of the book? Says in this Tosfos that you have a sheer sukkah. Well, where's the 7 by 7? The stomach of the kasha in the book of the book would answer. I mean, the you have to say, where's the kasha in the book of the book? That the 7 by 7 over here, that the case is not that the whole, not that the total schach was an area of 49 tuk. No, it's bigger than that. The case is, let's say this area is 4 by 7. So that if I could put this area and this area together, I would have a square of 7 by 7. The only problem is, but I can't because they're not together. I mean, mechaber. So that is the halacha of Sala Yetzay, that since these side areas, even if they themselves are not part of the 7 by 7, but they're a psala yaitse of the 7 by 7, then they're part of the schach. Once they're part of the schach, they mechaber this rectangle with this rectangle, and you bring the two rectangles together, and then you do have a square of 7 by 7. So even if you need to have a square of 7 by 7, it doesn't mean that it can't be two separate rectangles that together make a square of 7 by 7. How this guy exactly fits in his Rosh Rubi of Shulchan, I don't know. But Lamais, that's how Mukhuk in these cases. That's the pshat. That's the case. So maybe we can solve the other problems. The problem was, I need Hekshut Chanes. All of this schachot, except for the 3x7 in the buried in the deep interior, all this other schach, none of it has three chanes. The side areas don't have the left side doesn't have the right dyphen, the right side doesn't have the left dyphen, the front side doesn't have the back dyphen. So none of it has gimel tzvanis. Doesn't schach have to have gimel tzvanis? The answer is, this goes back to what I said at the very beginning of this. There's no halacha that every particle of schach needs to have a line of sight to the three tzvanis. That was Maduik in the very beginning of this. That's not the way it works. There's no din that every particle of schach has to have a direct line of sight as the bird flies that it can see all three tefanos. The halacha is that the schach as a whole has to have gimel tefanos on its perimeter. And every particular particle of schach has to belong to the schach as a whole. And if it doesn't belong to the schach as a whole, so let's say when you have Avir running down the middle. The problem is not that the particles of the schach on the right are cut off from the mechitz on the left. The problem is that the particles on the right are cut off from the particles on the left. Now I have two schachas. The schach is divided from itself, and the right schach only has two tefanis, and the left schach only has two tefanis. So what I need to do is I need to be mechaber the schach to each other. But once I'm mechaber the schach to each other, then all of the schach has three tefanis. So in this case over here, the Tosfos Tumah, the latter, the second case in Tosfos, what I need Psalei Yaitse for is not to get away with not having extra tefanis. That's not what I need Psalei Yaitse for. What I need Psalei Yaitse for is to be mechaber the schach on the back with the schach on the front, because otherwise I don't have a shir. So I need to mechaber the schach to each other. That I do with Psalei Yaitse. Psalei Yaitse says that even though the ikar schach is the 4x7 with the 3x7, the part that makes up into a 7x7, the little side areas, they don't really fit into the 7x7 at all. They're not 7x7. So they're not really part of the shir sukkah, however you cut it. Because along with Tazim and Magrabah, we need a square of 7x7. So this is 7x7, this is 7x7 apart. But in the middle you have these avirs, these schachas rather, these side schachas, that are not really part of making up the shear. They're not really part of the shear of 7x7. But that's an Ipsali Yaitseh. Once you have a Hechsher Sukkah, you can have little pieces of schach that don't really have 7x7, or not really part of a square of 7x7. They can't really be put into a 7x7 square. But it doesn't matter, they're total to the schach as a whole. And then the schach. In other words, I need psal yoytzei, because without psal yoytzei, I would say that since this schach is not part of 7x7, and this part is not part of 7x7, then the two rectangles, which could conceivably be brought together, but they're isolated from each other, I don't have a schach of 7x7. So I don't have a full schach at all. So I know I need to say psal yoytzei, which psal yoytzei says that once I have 7x7, these little pieces are going to be part of the schach as well, but they're chelus, they'll also be part of the schach. And since they'll also be part of the schach, then they can already now be mechaber that this rectangle and this rectangle are not cut off from each other, they're connected via the psal yoytzei, and they may have a shear of 7x7. That's where I need to have psal yoytzei. But once I have 7x7, I mean, once I have one schach, once I've affected that all of the schach is considered to be one schach, then it has gimel tfanis. Because gimel tfanis is not a quality that every part of the schach has to have. Gimel tfanis is a quality the schach as a whole has to have. Well, the schach as a whole has gimel tfanis along its perimeter. So who cares if there's a hole in the middle? For that, I don't need psal yoytzei. I don't need psal yoytzei to give each particle of schach. No, it's not the pshat the way I had originally thought, that what psal yoytzei does is it says, well, since the back schach has gimel tfanis, the rest of the schach doesn't need gimel tfanis. That was very problematic. What do you mean? Psal yoytzei helps for the gidur, not for the gedur. You won't need tfanis. That's not what psal yoytzei is doing. Psal yoytzei is not telling me that this schach doesn't need to have tfanis. All the schach needs to have tfanis. Psal yoytzei doesn't let you get away with not having tfanis. It lets you get away with gilu v'daita, gidur problems. You need to have gimel tfanis. The answer is, you have gimel tfanis. If you can make it that all of the schach is one schach, it's schach echod, then this schach echod has gimel tfanis, because along its perimeter, you have gimel tfanis. What's the difference? What shape the schach has? But along the perimeter, you have gimel tfanis. You need psal yoytzei, because without psal yoytzei, it wouldn't be schach echod.
You don't need
Hefsher
Sukkah to say
Psal. No, you need to have Hefsher Sukkah, but that already you can say Bavasatz. You can say that since I have Hefsher Sukkah.
Through what?
Through Psal Yoytzei. That's Boim Kevah. That's Boim Kevah. That's Boim Kevah. Since after Psal Yoytzei, I'll have Hefsher Sukkah, so Mela, I can say I have Hefsher Sukkah with Psal Yoytzei. Yeah, maybe that's the Suffolk in Tosis. I'm not so sure about this. Maybe that's in the Kudus of Suffolk. The Tosis says, if I had a Hefsher Sukkah, then these parts would be, if this was a Sukkah, then these side parts would be part of the Sukkah. We didn't tell it. And therefore, I have a Hefsher Sukkah, because I have a rectangle over here, a rectangle over here, which together, if they're not divided, are a Hefsher Sukkah, and they can be not divided, because they're mischaber, they're at the Psal Yoytzei, that will result from them. The Davish will say, one care. The point that I want to make is that, but the Psal Yoytzei is not letting me get away without Hefsher Tfanis. But I need to have Hefsher Tfanis. All the Sach needs Hefsher Tfanis, but all the Sach has Hefsher Tfanis. For that, I never needed the Psal Yoytzei. What I needed the Psal Yoytzei was to be mechaber all of the Sach. Because if the Sach is not mischabered to be one Sach, then it's like I said at the beginning. This Sach has cut off, and this Sach has cut off, and I have only two separate Sachs, neither one of which has Tfanis. And that was the thing in the case. So this is the fancy case, the 3x7, but even in Tosis's first case, that is not so, this case is a little bit specific about. But the case that Tosis is not specific about, it was a case where you had the same thing, except you had 7x7, and then you had a square over here, and Tosis said, well, the whole thing is kosher midin psal yoytzei. The psal yoytzei over here doesn't mean, well, since this part has the phanos, the rest of the sukkah doesn't need phanos. That's not the pshat. How can you not have the phanos? What the Psal Yoytzei gives me is, I would have thought, this is my sukkah, the 7x7 is my sukkah, the rest of the schach is not my sukkah, because it's not part of the 7x7. So it's not part of the schach. And by itself it can't be an independent schach, it doesn't have tfanis. I can't say, well, this is schach by itself, and this is schach by itself. This schach can't be a schach by itself, it doesn't have extra tfanis by itself. The answer is Psal Yoytzei says that even though none of this sukkah is 7x7, only the interior 7x7, all these other pieces, they don't really belong to a 7x7, doesn't matter. Psal Yoytzei is mechaber them to the schach. Well, once Psal Yoytzei is mechaber them to the schach, then it's not that you don't need tfanis. Once Psal Yoytzei is mechaber them to the schach, then you have tfanis. Because again, tfanis doesn't mean that if you're standing over here, you have to be able to see all the gimel tfanis by a line of sight. There's no such thing. Hechsher Tanis means that you have to believe that the schach on top of you has to be part of a schach whose entire perimeter is enclosed by Gimel Tanis, which you have. But you have to first make it one schach. What makes it into one schach? That's what Tzali is. The one problem I have in all this now is a couple of words in Tosfos that are not so gevaldik. Tosfos lost in the first case, the last narrow line of Tosfos. Harayzik kipsali yitzim nasuka the nitter below the farnes kamin lekama. V'nidoyin kisuka filo ein shem hech gerei hechshu farnes. Yet ein kan gerei hechshu suka menu ad leifin himself. I'm sorry, that's right, the next thing. But that's this line. Harayzik kipsali yitzim nasuka the nitter below the farnes kamin lekama. What does he mean to Talias and the Nitta Belay Tfanis? Here it's not Nitta Belay Tfanis, it's Nitta Lit Tfanis. I need it to be Psala Yetze. We have to be Doichet, but he means like this, that just like by Psala Yetze, the yoitz, even though it doesn't have gidur, but it's tuffel to the sukkah. So here as well, the yoitz, even though it doesn't have 7x7, it's tuffel to the sukkah. Just bringing me the raya, this thing is tfelus, that even though the psal yoitz can't be a sukkah by itself, which maybe psal yoitz is an independent sukkah. So no, the psal yoitz doesn't have extra tfelus, so it can't be an independent sukkah. How does it work? But there are tfelus. So af onu noy mekan, that the chelik yoitz, it's not a problem with tfelus here so much. Here's the problem, that it doesn't have 7x7. But the same idea. Since it's yoytze from the Iker Haschach, that has 7x7, so this Derech Tfelis also becomes part of the Schach. But not that here is below the Tfanis. Once here is here. That's why in the case of Psalah Yoytze Min HaSukkah, it still has no Tfanis, the Yoytze. But Psalah Yoytze really had no Tfanis. But it doesn't matter, since it's total to the Iker HaSukkah, so it gets away without having Tfanis. Because there at least I have a Metzias and Mishach Hadoi from Ado, I just lack in the Gidur. And I don't want to repeat the whole Chet. The main point that I want to bring out is there, we went to Derech Binyan. First we have the first case in place, the simple case, 7x7 in the back, then you have the Avir in place, that's about as good as in Psalah Yetzi. So we had a problem. How does Psalah Yetzi over here work? Psalah Yetzi only works when you lack in the Gidur B'daitoi. You lack in the hechsherim of the schach. You need to have the mitzias of mimshach hadoy from adot. That one way or another says in the Daf Test the mitzias of gimel of mimshach hadoy from adot. The mitzias of shayim kilchosun and shlishis tefach. Those mechitzas you can't dispense with. You can't say well done with challah. You need to have mimshach hadoy from adot. You have to have shayim kilchosun with the shlishis tefach. The physical tefach you have to have. Psalayetz works for the gilu b'daitei part. For those things that have psalayetz. Whatever the gather is, we have a gather. We had a way to find it, get there and gidur, but maybe there's other lumbus in the world. Well, nice, it says in the test that you need to have the mitzvah of tfanis. That you can't dispense with. So over here, how do you have the mitzvah of tfanis? This guy is cut off from the mitzvah of the doifin mitzvah. So how does Tzal Yetzi help you? This is not mitzvah of doifin bado, so to speak. The same way, when it's not Mishach HaDoifim Adon, he has the Doifim Himsoi, but doesn't have the side finance. Well, this guy maybe has the side finance, he doesn't have the Doifim Himsoi. So, well, what is it? How can, who says you can say over your Psalah Yetzir? That was problem number one. Then we had problem number two. We had the second case in the Rosh. So, even worse, where he has a case where the back is only 3x7 and the front and so on. So how do you say over your Psalah Yetzir? Most of this Sukkah doesn't have three finance. The only part of the Sukkah that has three finance is the back part. And the back part's only 3x7. So where's the Psalah Yetzi? The Istab has to be 7x7. The Istab can't be on a kind of area that's 3x7. You have to have an Istab that takes up the whole Shir Hefshe Sukkah. Over here, the only area over here that has Gimel Tfanis is the back. The back doesn't have a Shir Hefshe Sukkah. How could this work with Psalah Yetzi? So the answer was, with another problem. Even after Psalah Yetzi, where's the 7x7? Tyson says you need an area of 7x7. Tyson Dab Gimel, the way the Bogan Abram and Tazik Garis. You need an area of 7x7? So over here you don't have an area of 7, a square of 7x7. You have a you have a what?
Donut.
A donut of 7x7. You don't have a square of 7x7. How does a student place in Daf Gimel as the way the Magen Avraham and the Taz understand it? So I'll have to say that the case is that I'm not counting the sides for the 7x7. It's the back and the front for the 7x7. That's what the 7x7 is. That's called the square of 7x7. But I need the size that I'm mechaber them. For that, I could use Pelayez. So once we say that, then we go a step further and say that was always the need in Taisus. Taisus was never bothered by the fact that this. The whole discussion of Taisus and Pelayez was all around that. Taisus was never bothered that if you're over here, you don't have Gimel Tfanis. Why don't you have Gimel Tfanis? You're under a schach, it's part of the greater schach, and the greater schach has Gimel Tfanis along the perimeter. And it's Meduyik in the beginning of Taisus that's the way it works. It's not that every particle of schach has to have a line of sight to Gimel Tfanis. It's that every particle of schach has to be part of a greater schach that has Gimel Tfanis along its perimeter. So that's fine, Ben. This guy over here, he's part of a greater schach, and the greater schach has Gimel Tfanis around its perimeter. That was never Taisus' problem. Taisus' problem was that this guy is not part of a greater schach because the 7x7 is only the back. These other pieces, they're not really part of a 7x7. So then, and as an independent schach, they don't have Gimel Tfanis. So that was Taisus' answer. Then Sal Hayetze, even though these sections are not 7x7, and they can't even necessarily puzzle, you know, they're not part of the 7x7, because this is not 7x7, this is not 7x7, this is not part of 7x7, doesn't matter. We did Sal Hayetze, it's all one schach. Well, once it's all one schach, then you have Tfanis. Mamish, you have Tfanis. Along the perimeter, you really have Tfanis. Your donut has perimeter, has schach along its perimeter. And then Taisus said a step further, that you can even make a 7x7 from the front and the back and just do the chaber with the stone, and that'll also be a 7x7. And that also is called the Avashir Sukkah, we didn't psalay Yisim in the Sukkah. And once it's all put again, and once this whole donut is part of my, that was what I needed, once this whole donut is part of my, is one schach, then Gavaldik, then I really have Gimel Tfanis all along the perimeter, I have Gimel Tfanis. There's nothing lacking. Okay. There you go. Okay, the next place is, we're not going to really do it today. The next place is Biggest Titus in Dovud. We'll just make Haskalah Titus. Just go, so we'll just read through the Titus, tell you some of the problems in Titus, and then the rest of it we'll leave for tomorrow. Titus, Ilu Ikas Chachbosul, Pachas Medalad, Ba'avi Pachas, Megillah Maikshem. If so, the Gemara takes it for granted that the Dalet Tfachim Sachbosel and Gimel Tfachim Avir are not mitzaref to each other. Each one has its own shir, like Rab explained. The shir are not mitzaref. So Tosh says, "Dein ba'avir shir lifso, dein mischach shir lifso, dein mitzaref from zemzer lifso." Okay, even though Shomi b'shirah la'adavi kedamin, miyut is Tosh. Heichad ikas shnei tfachim sachbosel, v'shnayim shil sachbosel, v'avir mafzik b'neim, bochus migimul, ikal spukim. The Shema came in the Avi Masik Ben Asayim Len Mistafi. The Shema came in the Ainba Avi Gimel Mistafi. So Taisus has a Suffolk. Put down Shulchan Aruch also this Suffolk of Taisus. The Rosh brings it. Shulchan Aruch brings it as a Suffolk. The end of Tafresh on the basic book. You have Schach Basel. So you know, strip all along the length of the sukkah. That's half bustle. That's gimel. That's two. That's two tefachim. Yes, half bustle. That's two tefachim. And then in the middle you have avir, but let's say also two tefachim. I just want to know: can I say lobud in the start for two half bustles to make a shear of if? It's not mistarif. The Abir is not mistarif to the Pasul. That's the Gemara. Abir and Schach Pasul are not mistarif to make a shir. But maybe I should at least say Mavud and bring this two Tzvachim of Schach Pasul and this two Tzvachim of Schach Pasul together. And now I have a shir of Schach Pasul. And Dilma, maybe since the Abir in the middle, maybe since the Abir in the middle is it's not mistarif, or maybe since it's less than Gimel, with Mavud it is mistarif. It's just something to touch. So Kreger asks, following question, right? Because Mamish is the heart of the Indian. The Gemara says in Daf Yud Ches, like it's the Gemara, you know, Achanavino, if Yesh Lovud Ben Sernat, your rabbi in the middle of the sukkah, less than gimel, do you say love? But the Mishnah says that if you have aver less than gimel in the side of the sukkah, you say love in discussion. What if the aver is in the middle of the sukkah? Machaikas. What my mother said, that's how we pass him, that yesh lovet b'emsa too. And you say lovet even b'emsa sukkah and it's kosher. Because the Mahamdamu says, you don't say lovet b'emsa sukkah, you only say it in the side. And that's a feeling about why that should be so. There's a ram. We'll talk about it tomorrow. But, and a component, this is something more, is yesh lovet b'emsa and lovet b'emsa. I mean, machaikas in the Gemara. But lucky yesh lovet b'emsa. So there's a behavior, but you see from the other Mahamdamu that of ain lovet b'emsa, that without lovet, Abri passes the mashu. Otherwise, what is the who hears love with ain love? Why not say maybe ain love with them? But I would focus on gimel, not a place. It's mukhul and akamara that in theory Avir Mashu would pass it. The only reason why it doesn't is because they're love with. And if ain love with them said, then Avir Mashu taka passes. So even though we don't pass in that, we pass in yesh love with them, but we can learn from that machlokes that the only reason why Avir focus on gimel doesn't pass it is because of love with. Without love with Avir Mashu would pass it. That's not a big issue. That's a big issue. It says in that Gemara that Abir that Gimel Tvachim by Abir is not a shear in the Psul. The Moshul Dalit Tvachim by Skach Basul. That's a shear. Less than Dalit Tvachim Skach Basul doesn't pass it because it's Pachas Mikashir. Nothing with Lovel. Three Tvachim of Skach Basul doesn't pass it. Three and a half Tvachim of Skach Basul doesn't pass it. It's nothing to do with Lovel. It's too much to be Lovel. It's more than three Tvachim. It's just a shear. It's half possible that shear, but etzim is four tochim. So I might have imagined that maybe Avir is like that. Avir, less than gimel tochim, doesn't have a shear lusa. In that Gemara, it says faket. It says in that Gemara that Avir mashu passes. So Avir doesn't have a shear, but etzim of gimel tochim. Avir mashu would also pass it if it's al pnei kol ha'asuk. But lets it, the reason why it doesn't is only because of love. So what's place of suffix over here? Manasha. If you say lovod over here, then the two psulim come together. I have four tefachim schach posul of adis lovod. And if I don't say lovod, then it's even worse. Because if I don't say lovod, then avir mashu should pass. So manasha. If I do say lovod, I have schach posul. I have four tefachim schach posul. And if I don't say lovod, then the avir possible by itself. Because avir mashu should also pass if not for lovod. How can I have a suffix? Of course this is possible. Okay, remains the circling God. Yeah, let's see, we're not going into the answers there. Then Tosfos goes on and says, Umiyu, Hecha the Lekha B'Psulim Dalet, V'Avir Pochus Mihim U'Masik B'Neim. Let's say the case is that the two Shach Bosels are not. It's one. The Yitzchak Pasul is only one time. And I have Avir two Tvachim in the hand. So maybe I should say, Ali Lei Lovod, it's like four Tvachim of Skach Pasul. Lovod is Soysim, the gap in between. And now I have Skach Pasul, they're Lovod to each other, so maybe now I have four Tvachim. After all, Lovod can make up, you know what this is analogous to? Like you have, let's say, Machzelis, that's 7 Tvachim tall, and we say, Lovod, now you have a Mechitza that's 10 Tvachim tall. Right? We had a submission. So Lovod can make up the Shir. You have 7 Tvachim, 7 Mashu, 7 Mashu, you have a little bit more than what we had by Tepach Sochik. You have a Tepach and a Mashu, and you mimed it a little bit less than 3 Tvachim, some of the Doipa, and now you have 4 Tvachim. So you see that Lovod can make up the Shir. So why don't I say the same thing over here? I have Schach Posel, one Tepach, Schach Posel, one Tepach, Lovod in the middle. Now I have four Tvachim. So there's no, that's for sure no good. That for sure doesn't passel. I mean, if it is good, that's for sure not a problem. Why? Hech leka b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b' Machmas Lavud, Deloy Amin and Lavud Lahachmir. We don't say Lavud Lahachmir. This is a Lavud Lahachmir, it's a Lavud to pass. We don't say Lavud Lahachmir. Only Lavud.
you cite in cases. There's a lot of problems here. Number one, what's the Havana? Why you only say love and not Hakka and not Lahakmi? What is that? Maybe an open orthodoxy, like we're not in only love and Lahakka and not Lahakmi. So, you don't say love and Lahakmi here. So, how come the first case of crisis in the Sufik, then maybe say love? But that was also love and Lahakmi. Yeah, it's half possible, two Tvachim, it's half possible, two Tvachim. You want to bring them together with love, and then you're going to make it possible. That's also love and Lahakmi. That Taisus thought maybe it does, maybe Taisus thought that maybe that does pass. What's the difference? If you don't say love and Lahakmi in the second case, so why do you say love and Lahakmi? Well, these places in the Sufik, then maybe say love and Lahakmi in the first case. I don't know why they anyway. So this is addressed by the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham there in the end of Tov Reish Lamed Beis, as elaborated by the Prima Godin and Lubavitch Yisrael, but it really says in the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says that there's two kinds of lovot. There's a lovot that's makarev, brings two things that are far apart, brings them together. And then there's a lovot that makes the interval as if it's sosim. The Rebbe Magen Avraham doesn't need to bring examples, but we know of many examples like the lovot lekarev, like lechakak. Lechakak, lechakak with the kaisel, with the lovot. That's a lovot to bring two things together. Hanochah b'shusayochad. If it's you're within gimel of the karka, then we say lovot. Somebody's mishalsul yodai, but not in gimel, and you put something down in it, we say lovot. It's kilu you made a hanochah. That's a lovot the lekarev. That they, even though they're separate by a couple of tefachim, but we're makarev and kilu live together. That's one kind of lovot. Then there's another din of lovot. There's din of lovot that we look at the space of the lovot space as if it's filled in, like by machzelis. You need a shear of or by tefach soichet. You need a shear of bal tefachim for a daifin. So I have a tefach soichet with lovot, and now I have four tefachim. There, it's not that I brought the tefach soichet. I was makarev it to the corner. That wouldn't give me bal tefachim. Is that I look at the lovot space as being filled in, as if it's part of the doifen. And now I have a doifen of dalet tochim. Or by machzelis in the Mishnah, you know, you have the wall of the sukkah, seven tochim tall, the mashu, but then you go a lovot to the skach, and now I have a machitza that's ten tochim tall. Or a lovot to the karka, and now I have a machitza that's ten tochim tall. That's a lovot lahashman. Listing, what I think. That's a lovot to be soysim. It's the key, it's soysim, and it's memali, the intervening space. Says the Magen Avraham, The rule that Taisha says that we don't say lovod lahachmir, that's only in the lovod of liston, the lovod that fills in the space. That we only say lahachmir, not lahachmir. But the lovod of lekarev, that we say ben lahachmir, ben lahachmir, ben lahachmir. So maybe that's the shan Taisha. In the first case of Taisha, is where I have sach pasul tutvachim and sach pasul tutvachim. So what lovod do I need to pasul? Just the karav, I just have to bring the two schach puzzles, which each one of which is already two tvachim. I just need to bring them, each one individually is two tvachim. I just need to bring them together, and then we'll have this interaction. Then we'll have four tvachim schach puzzle. That's just a love of the karav. That you say, ben lahokil, ben lahachmer. At least place some supik, maybe. We have to know what's exactly the sukkim places. Is it in that nukud gufa? Do you say that in the hokil? Maybe that's poshut, but then maybe places have some others. The nukud is that sukkim place, not so clear. But if that Taisus entertains that might work, that's just a lovod lekarev. But in the sefer of Taisus, the second case in Taisus, where each puzzle by itself, even if I brought them together, it's not enough. It's only going to be two tefachim. Even if I bring them together, I'm only going to have two tefachim. I need to fill in. I need to say the lovod of listaim. The lovod of listaim says Taisus. That's another puzzle. You only say lahakma. You don't say lahak. Atkan the Magen Avraham, as elaborated by the Prima Godin and so on. Shaila is okay. Like, where do all this chemistry come from? First of all, where do we get two different kinds of lovot? So when halacha l'mishum sinai, lovot, the Gemara says in the Davar, mechitzin, halacha l'mishum sinai. What's mechitzin? Good lovot, good, the lovot, the doifan akum. Lovot, halacha l'mishum sinai. How do we get these two different kinds of lovot? And if already, somehow we read into these two different kinds of lovot, where do we get this other thing in places? That the first lovod of listoim, that's ben lahokel ben lahachmer, or at least maybe ben lahokel ben lahachmer. But the other lovod of listoim, to fill it in, the filling in lovod, that's only lahachmer, that's only lahokel and not lahachmer. So Mechatesa? What's the shit? Altogether, doesn't seem to make any sense. Then it's also Shaila in Achayim. How can I say this rule that I know him in love with Achner? The misplacing in the back of the Gemara asked this question. How can I say it's a rule? You don't say love with Achner? There's Gemaras, a lot of Gemaras in the Shabbos that talk about Hanocha Bishus Yochad, Ali, they love it. Many Gemaras like that. That I'm doing the Hanocha Nishus Kaber, a lot of Gemaras. That I'm doing the Hanocha Nishus, it doesn't go all the way down to the floor. It goes down with within three tokens. You need to have a Hanocha, so you need to have a Yodoy or something. It needs to be. Can't be in motion, so it needs to have be noksa now, or gabi mashu, whatever the case is. But as far as the Rishus HaYochid is concerned, it's not really on the floor of the Rishus HaYochid, but it's lovid. The hanocha happens with lovid. I that's a lovid lahakna. So that the Kabbalah Sanal answers. Kabbalah Sanal on the Rosh answers with the Rogan Avon. Says that the Torah says, I know you're lovid lahakna, that's only the lovid of listoim, the filling in lovid. And Shabbos, I don't need the filling in lovud. And Shabbos, all I need is the lekar of lovud. The lovud of lekar, that I say even lachna. If the Kabbalah Sanal says, then what place is the suffix? Because that's a very shi gemara thing, that much you say lachna. So why is it a suffix even in places? That's not so terrible. Maybe the nekudas are suffix in places, not on that. Maybe that's pashut in that kind of lovud you say lachna. Maybe places is suffix was the schach fossil kind of stuff. Yes, of course you say lovud, but maybe that's not called schach fossil. In other words, that's altogether not so clear in Tosfos. The first case in Tosfos, where it's two and two, Tosfos is suffix, you say lovud to bring them together. What's the suffix? Tosfos doesn't speak out, what's the suffix? So I think the Prima Gonda says that the suffix is in this gufa. Tosfos says, Tosfos has to say, lovud l'achmir, that's by the lovud of the filling in lovud. Here it's only the makar of lovud. Tosfos' suffix is, do you say the makar of lovud, the kir of lovud, do you say that l'achmir? Or maybe that also you don't say l'achmir. That's what the Prima Gonda understands the suffix of Tosfos. That then the Kabbalah Sanal didn't help us. What do you mean? It's Gemaras and Farashas. You have Gemaras and Farashas. Then at least for the being the car of love, but that you say the Hachmir. But it could be that was never Tosfos something. Maybe that Tosfos knew for the Pashut, like the Magen Avraham says, that the love of the car is even the Hachmir. Tosfos had a specific suffix by Sach Posel. That maybe Sach Posel can't be made of two Tvachim and two Tvachim with the love. Maybe even in Mitzad Dini Sach Posel somehow. That's not called Dalit Tvachim Sach Posel. I think the Chazon Yechezkel says such a mahalach in Tosfos that since Chach Posel is here and Chashiv is Mokum, so maybe two Tvachim and two Tvachim with Lovod. Yeah, it's a good Lovod. Lovod Lahakmir, it's only a Lovod Lakarav. You say that Lahakmir like all those Gemaras. And maybe Tosfos thought it's not a Mokum Chashiv. Dalit two and two with the Lovod. Maybe that's not called a Mokum Chashiv. It's a specific, a local Chach Posel that is suffered in Tosfos. Akoponim, that's the smuggling about Mechara, it's Mechakantosis, more or less along these lines. But there's two different kinds of Lovod. There's Lovod of Lekarev, there's Lovod of Listoim, the Lovod of Listoim is only Lahachmir. The Lovod of Lekarev, that place thinks it could be Lahachmir. This is a Suffolk, what's exactly this is a Suffolk, so that's a. Yeah, but Kona, very, very strange you say this over here, where is this coming from? Two different kinds of Lovod. And even if we'll say that somehow in the halacha of Mishnah Sinai of Lovod, we understand that Lovod can sometimes be a karev, and sometimes it could fill in. Somehow we can live with the fact that it's, you know, it's somehow mischalic in its effects. But what kind of arbitrary rule is this that the Lovod of the karev is even the hakamir, but the Lovod of listoim is only the hakamir? Even if we understood that, and the Samas of Shat will make face it. If you say Lovod, you say Lovod, what's this thing? It's only the hakamir, not the hakamir. But even if here, but so then be consistent, what the different kinds of Lovod change? This is very sus. It needs a hesitant stasis. Okay, so that'll be more for tomorrow.